The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
More than 4,000 vending machines for cigarettes in bars and clubs across the country are going to be banned from next September in an attempt to combat the rising numbers of underage tobacco users. I'm joined by Simon Clark, director of the Smokers Lobby Group Forest. Morning, Simon.
Morning, Anton.
Your reaction, Simon?
Well, it seems a bit petty to us. I mean, there's very little evidence that cigarette vending machines pose a significant risk to children. I mean, the overwhelming majority of machines are very well policed by publicans and hoteliers. And we know that there are already restrictions in place that make it very difficult for children to access them. I mean, at the moment, for example, you have to use a token to use a vending machine. Therefore, that means going up to the bar or basically going to an adult in order to get that token. So it's very difficult to access them. If children are getting access to vending machines, the problem, therefore, lies with the hotelier or the bar owner. And yes, by all means, crack down on them in the same way that you'd crack down on any shopkeeper who is selling cigarettes to people who are underage.
Although, will there be a bigger challenge in that, Simon, given the proposals to increase the age for tobacco purchase to 21? It would put publicans in a situation where they could legally serve alcohol, but then have to separately ID anybody they think might be between 18 and 21. That's a big ask, isn't it?
Well, I mean, that's an interesting point you make. I mean, of course, we're very strongly against raising the age of sale from 18 to 21 because you're going to infantilize future generations of young adults, treating 18, 19, 20-year-olds as if they're still children. But in going back to the business of tobacco vending machines, I mean, they're not hugely popular with adult smokers simply because the cost of cigarettes from a vending machine is even more expensive than buying cigarettes from a shop.
Simon, that doesn't address my question of what are the publicans expected to do if we end up with the situation, whether you like it or don't like it, that we have a smoking age of 21 and a drinking age of 18.
Yeah, but I think that's one, before that actually comes in, that's one of the big arguments we're going to make, because the whole point is when you're legally an adult at 18 and you can drive a car, join the army, possess a credit card and purchase alcohol, then frankly, you should also be allowed to purchase cigarettes if that's what you want to do. I mean, that's the whole purpose of having an age of sale of 18, because it brings it into line with all these other things. I completely agree with you that it's going to make it very hard for publicans or even retailers, because they're going to, as you say, they're going to have to ask for ID. I mean, it's going to become completely ridiculous, which is why we think you should stick with 18. That's when you are legally an adult, and everybody understands that. To complicate things by raising the age of sale to 21 just seems completely ridiculous to us.
Does it have any impact on smokers, though, Simon? Because presumably if you know you're going out to the pub for the evening, it is not beyond the bounds of good planning to say, I'll take a pack of fags with me.
Well, that's true. And of course, many smokers don't want to use a vending machine because it's even more expensive to buy cigarettes from a vending machine than it is in the shop. But it is convenient. If you get to 10 o'clock at night and the shops are closed and you've run out of cigarettes, then it's convenient to have a vending machine. And banning them just seems to us to be, as I say, it's petty. Why do it? Because I don't think it's going to stop children smoking. I don't think it's going to have any impact on children smoking whatsoever. So to take them away, and of course, it's not just consumers it's going to have an impact on. What about the small companies who provide these 4,000 tobacco vending machines across the country? Now, many of them are small family-run companies. I remember when this idea first came up back in 2019, there was a small family-run business in Limerick, I think it was, which said, look, this is going to put us out of business. People are going to lose their jobs. And so we've got to think about the wider consequences here.
And do you think there will be much sympathy for small family-run businesses that sell products that kill half of those who purchase them?
Yeah, but it's a legitimate business. Tobacco is a legal product. And if adults choose to smoke, that's a matter for them. So whether or not people feel sympathy, I don't know. But I think people ought to feel sympathy for people being sort of put out of work, companies that have been around for decades.
Even if that work leads to the death of half of the people who buy the product.
Yeah, but the problem is this banning tobacco vending machines doesn't stop people smoking. What is actually going to happen is you'll drive even more people into the hands of the criminal gangs, the illicit sellers, because you can be assured
they can't get a vending machine.
Look, of course, because if you're sitting in a pub and there's not a tobacco vending machine, you want to get hold of some cigarettes late at night, what are you going to do? There'll be a guy sitting in the corner of the pub selling illicit cigarettes. We all know them. And they'll be sitting there selling cigarettes, illicit cigarettes. You'll go to them. And again, the danger is if children really want to get their hands on cigarettes, they'll go to the illicit sellers as well, because we know that
Hang on for a minute, Simon. Just so clear. Surely the order of preference, if you are in the pub and you have run out of cigarettes, is A, you go to the nearest shop. Late night shops are fairly common now. And failing that, you go to one of the other smokers and say, can I please bum a cigarette?
Well, sadly, I think the days of bumming a cigarette are long gone, simply because they're so expensive. Okay, some people might offer to pay for that. But the reality is, if you're sitting in a pub and you're sitting at the bar, you're comfortable with your friends, are you going to want to leave the pub in order to walk down the street to find a late night shop where you can get your cigarettes? I don't think so. You want to remain in the pub with your pint and with your friends. And if there's a guy selling illicit cigarettes in the corner, and bear in mind, those illicit cigarettes are going to be at least half the price of the cost of buying from a vending machine or buying.
But is it your current contention that there are people secretly selling cigarettes illicitly in the corner of pubs as we speak?
Well, yes, of course, because that's happening all the time. I mean, that's how a lot of people I know. I mean, in the UK, for example, 70% of smokers, adult smokers, have bought cigarettes through illicit sources. It's happening all the time.
But not in the pub. You know,
well, I think you'll find it is, and probably in the smoking era as well. I mean, it's happening all the time. And the reality is it's happening in plain sight. I mean, this is the problem with a lot of these anti-smoking policies. They are actually counterproductive, because more and more people are being driven to the black market. We've seen it in recent years with punitive taxation being put on tobacco products. And clearly it's driving a lot of people to the black market, because the other interesting thing is we've done polls in which we've asked the general public, you know, is there a stigma attached to buying cigarettes on the black market? And the overwhelming majority of people say, no, there's no stigma, because they completely understand why people would do it.
Simon, that is where we will leave it. Thank you for your time this morning. That's Simon Clark, director of the Smokers Lobby Group, Forest, Texas. Out of interest, has any shop made a decision not to sell tobacco-related products? As a non-smoker, I'd be in favour of making the sale of tobacco-related products only in specific places where support is available to help people give them up. I think that's suggesting that any, you know, a specific retailer might make it a sort of a badge of honour to say we don't sell cigarettes. Another saying kids aren't smoking anymore. They all vape. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents if you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.